You might have already read books on the law of attraction and feel like you had the steps down to a science. Do you find that it never seems to work the way that it should? Why do you think that is? The basics of this law are simple. What you send out to the universe via your thoughts and intentions, you get back. Sounds like a piece of cake, but it's easier said than done. Most experts say your biggest hang-up is in doubting the process. However, the source of that doubt may be from an unsuspecting source, your words. You speak, write, and think in words, but it's important to choose the right words. Negative words or words that don't resonate with your vibration are like energetic junk food. Creating the life you desire is more than just sending your wish list off to the universe. You can't manifest a life of joy and abundance if you're sending out the vibration of lacking and doubt through the words you choose. To be effective, every word you use needs to make you feel good. The energy of words, use the vibration of language to manifest the life you desire, is a guidebook for creating the life you've been dreaming of. This guide takes you through the process of using the creative power of words to transform your life. You will learn to uncover and eliminate negative vocabulary on all levels and replace it with positive, personalized lingo that will help you thrive. This book examines each word from three perspectives. The first perspective is the word's dictionary definition. What does the word mean to you and from a societal point of view? The second perspective is through numerology and numbers, highlighting the frequency or vibration of a word from an energetic standpoint. Is it a positive or negative word? What is it energetically adding to or subtracting from the life you desire? The third perspective is based on the science of the law of attraction. Is the word's vibration in alignment with what you envision for your life? How can you shift your frequency through the words you choose to use in order to start attracting something different and more desirable? Several books have touched on the vibration of words, but interestingly, very few have delved deep into words' energies.